is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour.
Paul LaVoy.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. This would be the third Wednesday of the month, I believe, which makes it the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nice. He takes his cues even when he's 300 miles away. Nicely done, Chad Hansen from Mojave Mortgage. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. The Bryan Adams Wasn't For You, by the way. It's my favorite Christmas song. Just
well,
so you know. Pause.
Yeah, right. I'm more of a Brian Setzer fan myself,
right.
But that's okay.
We'll get to that later on in the show. Perfect. Also, the dynamic duo known as half of the Lewis team is here, Bobby and Julie Lewis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Both of us. Hello.
And she beat you here, which makes you a slider.
That does happen occasionally.
Or rarely. Rarely.
Or we'll call you the late Bobby Lewis.
Yeah, I was running. We had internet issues in the office this morning trying to run our reports. So
oh,
got me a little behind.
Nice. Yeah, Bobby's got some amazing news. I don't know if it's amazing good or amazing bad.
I don't know either, honestly.
It's amazing for agents.
Yeah, for
the real estate community.
Yeah.
But not so much for buyers, I don't think. I don't know. We'll get to that in a minute.
You like spend your money.
I don't know. It depends on what side you're looking at.
Yeah.
So a lot of people predicting, oh, this is all coming to an end. Well, I'm not going to do a spoiler alert, but we got some surprises for you. All right. Tonight on the sports station, University of Arizona Wildcats, now 9-0, and they played one good team, Illinois, the Fighting Illini. So they take on Northern Colorado University. Tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off. And tomorrow's the Chiefs and Chargers. We got a whole slew of NFL games this weekend, including two on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It still doesn't resonate with me. The Las Vegas Raiders.
It doesn't click with me yet either.
I'm from Vegas and it doesn't click.
Yeah, that.
And anyway, they're at Cleveland on Saturday along with the Patriots at Colts. All of that on the sports station. If you go to KNTRSports.com, the whole schedule is there for you to see online with all the start times. And, of course, those can be heard at 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM. And you can listen, not to the games, but you can listen to the CBS radio broadcast at KNTRSports.com. I've got tickets to give away, by the way. Have you guys heard of this? It's the National Touring Comedy Series.
Ooh,
and
that
this
looks pretty
is
good.
At Legends this Saturday night. And doors are at 7:30. The show is at 8. I've got at my desk about 8 pair of tickets.
Oh, wow.
To go. It's stand-up comedy. And if you call me during the break, I'll give you a pair of tickets. It's featuring Jason Santiago, Rob Maybe, Jeremy Cox, and a woman, Cricket Gill. I'm not sure if I want to be a comedian and named Cricket, Chad. Right?
Actually, I think that's quite clever.
Yeah, right. Cricket.
As long as you don't hear chirps from the audience, she's got to be great.
Yeah, no crickets in the audience,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, we have 8 pair of tickets, And I'll give away a pair every break. Just give us a call here at 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And you'll be going to Legends to the comedy series on us at Speak Out. We'll give those away today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Maybe we'll see more of that. With California going back to a full statewide mandate on masks, I mean, I don't know how funny comedy is when the comedian's wearing a mask inside, so maybe they'll be coming over here.
Yeah, that and the whole woke thing. You know, how do you – it must be really tough to be a comedian, although Dave Chappelle's doing a pretty good job right now. So, anyway, Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Man, he does not
miss
a cue.
You're on it, even on the phone.
He does not miss a cue, does he? Bobby, we're waiting with bated breath on these statistics that you have this report. You gave me a pretty good synopsis in a text earlier.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to start with that. You know, normally I go into some different numbers, but the last few months we were seeing inventory slowly creeping up. And when I say creeping up, it was still, other than COVID time frame, the lowest inventory we've ever seen here. But the last several weeks or more, it is going back down. We're down to 151 single-family homes for sale.
Inventory is down.
Down.
Okay.
And it's down in December. Ooh. We normally start seeing the trend more in January. So if we're going down already, our busy time of year is typically mid-January till May, where we really see our market go crazy. If we're already starting to go down, I don't think this boom is quite over. You never know. You can't tell from day to day. But to give you some perspective, too, in Havasu this morning, if you're looking for a house under $300,000, there's only three on the market.
What?
Only three houses.
Three, and I would imagine those are probably two-bedroom, one-bath.
Well, they're definitely going to be your smaller. I think I looked at them yesterday, or there might be some issues with them or things like that. And even when you get to $400,000, you know, used to be not very long ago, you get a nice house, $400,000 with a pool and everything.
Right.
We only have 17 on the market in the whole town, and with 150 or more selling a month.
That's in Havasu.
Right, so
right.
It's trending back in the lower inventory, and even if we see a slowdown in any demand from interest rates or just prices, people getting out, but when your inventory is that anemic or that small, it drives pricing, and that's what we keep seeing. So
that's not even a month's worth of inventory, is it?
What was that, Chad?
That's not even a month's worth of inventory.
No, well, it's about, I mean, and I'll give you, like, for instance, in November, 160 sold. So 151, like you said, is not even
a
full month. So, and typically a two-month supply is still a hot market, and we're at less than a month again. It's hard to even fathom, even with us being in the business our whole lives, and our whole adult lives. And man, I was a Monopoly player as a little kid, so I must call. I've been to real estate my whole life. So,
what about you, Julie? Is this like anything you've ever seen?
Never, 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 ever.
Over how many years?
Oh, we've been 18 years.
Doing it here, for sure.
Yeah, here, and then of course,
so about 2015-ish. Yeah. I mean, 2005-ish.
Right, moved here in 2004. Okay. We were in real estate-related industries in California prior to coming here. So, no, I've never seen anything like it. It's boggling.
I mean, there's things going on right now with the city, with amending the city's general plan, just to be able to build in certain sections that weren't meant to be built in homes.
Oh, for sure. You're seeing that out by the airport and
right.
different things. And you just don't know where this... where it goes, because we are landlocked essentially here with state and government land around us. And when you look at the bullhead numbers, I pulled them this morning, they're not as increasing as dramatically as we are here, but they're also it's a very strong market. But in Havasu, it's what's just so hard for us to grasp, and we do this for a living every day, is the prices. Mm-hmm. I mean, for years, I would say a couple hundred thousand was the bread and butter of the market, and now it's getting up. We sold, as a market, 10 homes sold over $1 million last month, and typical sale. I mean, when there's only 38 homes for sale under 500,000 in our town, and 160 sold last month, a bulk of the sales are getting into really big numbers.
So did you just give away the $1 million sales then?
I did, but I didn't give all of it there. But
okay.
There were, but
10?
10.
We went into double digits with $1 million sales.
In 1 month.
Was Julie part of that?
Did you get one last, John?
One? No, but we are negotiating a couple.
Two. Right now.
Yeah, two right now that are
impressive.
Over the million. Yeah, well, thank you. We'll see. Keeping your fingers crossed. I'm representing one as a
knock on wood.
Buyer.
I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, yeah. One buyer and one seller, so two different. So we'll see.
Right, right. Yeah.
But that was a unheard of number just pre-COVID.
So we have a whole, to those listening to the show for the first time, we have a whole market analysis here that Bobby puts together.
Yeah.
And Million Dollar Homes is part of that. I'm not sure when you want to get into that.
Yeah, no, and when I was off track here a little bit going with all these numbers were blowing my mind, but let's go down. For November, there were 10 that sold over a million. For perspective, there was one in November of 2020, and November of 2020 was crazy. But if you go back before 2021, the biggest number we ever saw was October 20, which was 7, but typically 1 to 3 and many months were 0 sales for million-dollar homes. In this, since April, I'm going to just read them off so you kind of get a perspective of the amount of bigger homes that are going now.
Chad, are you listening on this?
Oh, you bet I am.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Come on.
He always does.
So we've had an up and down on it, but March there were $8 million homes that sold, April 13, May 8, June 7, July 12, August 9, and we started trickling down, September 8, October 5, and then November back up to 10. And with inventory, a bulk of our inventory is now becoming houses that are over a million because as less and less homes are for sale below, it's crazy.
Bobby, are those homes in a fairly normal neighborhood? We're not talking about stuff up at the top of Cherry Tree, right?
Well, we see them up in Cherry Tree, but we see them all over town. You know, that's the one thing we always say about Havasu. It's so crazy. Julie, chime in. You can have your – Havasu is so unique in that – and this is why Zillow doesn't work as well here as, say, it would in Irvine, California or something.
Sure.
You can have a $200,000 house, buy a $500,000 house, buy a $1.5 million house. It can all be on the same street. Now, of course, there's nicer areas and not nicer areas and now all the new developments. But you put a beautiful, big pool home, RV garage on any street in town, it could approach a million if it's done right. So
okay, so
Bobby, real quick,
yeah.
do you have a statistic on what the average square footage is of a million-dollar house?
I think Bobby has everything.
I did, right? I do have a cash number for you, too. We'll talk about later, too. I got some of that earlier. The sales price, I'll give you per square foot. The million-dollar ones are going for a November selling price per square foot was $500 a square foot. And the market across the board is about $300 per square foot. So the million-dollar homes aren't only bigger, but by the fact that there's so much more per square foot.
Sure.
You've got – but what's interesting –
So that's a 2,000 – so that's – if my math is correct,
yeah.
And I'm not really a numbers guy, but that's about 2,000 square foot?
Yeah. I mean, that's and where we run into – but – would get you there, but in Havasu we have these massive motorhome garage houses too, where that selling price per square foot doesn't take in the very unique garages that we have in Havasu.
Oh, you have double mobile home or motorhome garages too,
where you'll have a 2,500 square foot house and a 3,000 square foot.
right.
3,000 square foot garage.
So before we go to break, I want to pose this question to all three of you. When you see the typical home seller selling, and there's no inventory for them to turn around and buy when they move, what are they doing? Where are they going? Where are they flipping their money into?
So therein lies the rub, and that's the reason why, in part, the inventory has remained low, because there are a lot of people who aren't planning on leaving Havasu, so they can't justify selling at top dollar to buy something even more expensive.
So you have a profit on paper, basically.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But most of those that are selling are, they're going out of the area or possibly downsizing.
Oh, like going mobile or tiny home or whatever.
Right, or going, back to family.
Oh, right.
And the tip, and with Havasu being an older market in general, demographically speaking, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble saying anything, but
some of the homes too.
No, but but a lot of, and I'm not talking about the homes, I'm talking about the owners. People get up to be 90 years old
sure.
and they're going somewhere else.
Cashing out.
Cashing out. And
Or it's a secondary home and they realize this is the time.
Right.
Which,
oh, yeah.
Sure. What about you, Chad? What are you hearing?
I can actually add a little bit of insight to this because we deal with a lot of contracts where we have folks that are selling homes in Lake Havasu. And we are actually seeing a large percentage of those sellers that use us on the purchase side. We're seeing a lot of them that are going to Kingman, a lot of them that are going to Bullhead. They want to stay in the area, but we're seeing the and it's been quite a trend for probably the last several months. And this could be with folks that we've actually done transactions with in the past that are coming back to us and saying, hey, we're moving. And my first question is, well, where are you going? And the answer almost always is in Mojave County. And they're going to Kingman because in Kingman, even though it's just a short, 40 miles away from us or what have you, you can still get a lot of bang for your buck there. So they're cashing out of the Havasu, which, you know, as Bobby and Julie will probably agree, is becoming more of a resort type, you know, place. Like a, I can't compare it a lot to like Vail, if you will, where the money's coming in, and they're just going to the outskirts, but yet they're still within distance to be able to enjoy the amenities of Lake Havasu. That's what we're seeing on the mortgage side, and we see a lot of it.
Yep.
Yeah, we're seeing that,
wow,
too.
Interesting. Sure. All right, let's take a short break. How about some boogie-woogie Santa Claus?
Let's do it. Whoop.
There we go.
All right. Again, you're listening to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Oh, man. So no still
delay.
Like that 1 second, almost 1 second delay in there. We'll get it, though. It's a no-brainer with Chad on the phone, right?
The biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers.
Okay. You being on the phone is the second biggest no-brainer, because the biggest no-brainer is going with Mojave Mortgage.
Hey, we love those guys.
Exactly. All right, Chad Hansen's on the phone from Mojave Mortgage. And we have half of the Lewis team from Coldwell Banker, the Lewis team Coldwell Banker, Bobby, and, of course, Julie Lewis. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue in a moment. We still have those tickets to the National Touring Comedy Series this Saturday night at Havasu, at Legends in Havasu. Of course, I'm McCulloch. And it's, again, Saturday. The show is at 8 p.m. Give us a call, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. If you go want to see some comedians. All right, back with more in a moment. Ooh. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. And the show brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Love those guys.
There he is. All right. Also, Patio Paradise. The Lewis team, Coldwell Banker, with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. And thank you both for your sponsorships, by the way, you and Chad. And Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. Visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. You know, when you turn lakehavasucity.net into your website, I'll give you props, man.
That'd be good, right?
That was pretty smart of that guy.
That's pretty good.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. That's big time good.
I think it's when Kevin's dad, Tony, was alive that they did that. But we thank him for his sponsorship as well. Don't forget, we stream live at KNTRtalk.com. And as Chad knows, and I think Bobby listens back on the show when we do this show, it's also at KNTRtalk.com under the Speak Out tab.
Oh,
you can hear the recorded stuff. And then there's also the Lake Havasu City app. Did you know we're on there?
That's what I've heard now. I haven't checked it out yet, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Alyssa and Darren put it up on the Lake Havasu City app. So Speak Out is there as well. This show will probably be posted sometime Sunday or Monday. So
you know what? I'm on the show right now, but so I feel like I don't even worthy to be here. But
right.
for the this show is really a great thing for this community because we don't have because we're big enough town with a lot of things going on, but we're not big enough to have our own NBC, you know,
right.
our own local news. And this is about the only thing other than the paper
sure.
to hear the mayor talk.
Well,
or
thank you.
And things, and you do a great job
well,
with
it, we've
Paul.
Been doing it 20 years.
I know,
so not
really,
me, but...
No, but you've been doing it a long time, too.
Five of those 20, and it used to be a 2 hours.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Well, we appreciate that. And you know, Chad, I don't know if you hear the same buzz around town that I do, but this is one of the shows mentioned, the Real Estate Power Hour...
Boom!
There it is.
That 300-mile delay
this
going on.
This is one of those shows mentioned that people are starting to really talk about. And they like it when, you know, the mayor's on, the city manager and that. But they go, I really like that Real Estate Power Hour, too. Are you guys hearing the same thing?
I do. I hear that quite a bit. There's a lot of folks that come through our phone queues that are looking for mortgages that say they heard me on the Real Estate Power Hour. And, you know, I have to explain to them that, you know, I do have the perfect face for radio, and then they get a laugh out of that, and it works really well. So the Power Hour for Mojave Mortgage has been a great source of information for our consumers in Mojave County, and it's countywide. It's not just Lake Havasu.
For sure.
We get a lot of calls from Bullhead, a lot of calls from Mojave Valley, a lot of calls from Kingman. So the span and the reach of the Power Hour, I think, is gaining more and more momentum. And as you all know, I also sponsor Larry Tuneforce's show, and I get a lot of people that come into my office and ask to see the vault. I laugh every time.
Man, right. I still haven't seen that thing. I need to get over
right,
there to
right,
see
right,
that.
Right, 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 right. And you talk about the face for radio. I always get the comment, I thought you were taller.
You sound taller on the radio.
Yeah, I thought you were taller. Right. So, and speaking of Speak Out 2.0, today's guest, you'll find out about the honey baked ham sales from the Historical Society, of which I'm a member, in Bullhead City, and Legacy Care and Rehab Center. The CEO will be there, Kristen Ott. So that'll be a great show.
Oh, that'll be a good
after
one.
News and weather at the top of the hour. So let's extend this one just a tad, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Bobby, you have some more stats to throw out there, right?
Yeah, why don't we go with property sales under $1 million, just single-family homes. And every month I say for sure that we've always been 100 to 200 home sale per month market. And during COVID, we had that six-month run I always talk about where we did like 200 a month or more for 6 months in a row. And before that, we'd barely ever seen a single, maybe 2 or 3 months ever that we'd done 200 or more. So we're back to the normal sales numbers in that November, for example, under $1 million, not counting the $1 million or condos or townhomes, we sold 146. That's actually down 13% from that same parameter in November of last year during the COVID boom. We were getting towards the end of the really crazy COVID boom. But that's still up from 2 years ago because November 2021, we were at a mid-level between 2020 and 19. And even with last year being so unbelievable with sales during the COVID, we still have sold 1,834 homes under $1 million, not including condos, not including townhomes, as of this morning. That's 2.9% behind last year's, where we were at 1,888 with that huge COVID boom. But we're going to be up around 2,000 home sales in a town of, you know, just over 50,000 people in 1 year for homes under $1 million. And that's a lot of sales.
That really is.
I mean, that's a lot of sales.
Right, right.
It's crazy when you think about it, honestly.
All right, let's take a short break. And when we come back on the Real Estate Power Hour,
Boom!
Nice. We'll talk to Chad a little bit about interest rates.
Because I can't wait.
A lot of people are concerned right now. And
definitely.
We're looking, I was hearing on Hannity the other day, we're 2 or 3 tenths of a point away from double-digit inflation. Have you guys heard this?
Yeah, wow. I heard yesterday the new report.
Projections for December.
And it was 10%.
Right. So that's double-digit.
An all-time high, higher than the Carter administration.
Yeah, exactly. So... We knew what the I remember I was a teenager during the Carter administration. I remember what interest rates were.
Yeah.
The prime, you know, being way up there, and what home loans were and that sort of thing. So we'll see from Chad what the word is in the industry about rates possibly going up or down, or just staying where they're at. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak out. We'll continue on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nicely done. Back with more in a moment.
But it's bad out there.
Hey,
no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
Do
you mind if I move in closer? What's the sense of hurting my pride? Don't hold out, baby. It's cold outside.
Well, suffice it to say, we're allowed to play that one on the air here. Because I said so.
Yeah, right?
Perfect.
The Mothership has no problem with that song, trust me. That's the Brian Setzer Orchestra with Baby, It's Cold Outside. And I know for a fact it's cold in different parts of the state. Over in Prescott, they're like in the low 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Even the teens. Right now, and Flagstaff's pretty cold, too. It's only getting up to, like, 57 here today.
It was cold this morning. I mean, it was cold walking in.
Right. Meanwhile, Chad's in, sunny... Where are you, Chad? Are you in a secret location?
I'm in Southern California in L.A. County. I had to come out here for a funeral, and, boy, I'll tell you, yesterday, it rained like I hadn't seen in years. We had a great storm out here.
That's what my sister said.
Are you in occupied L.A. County?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK, CPA, LLC, and Mike Bonney will be on the show this Friday at 11:30. Also, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herbs, Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on. Now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Thane, what a guy, O'Brien. 928-706-2784. Send an email to tobrien with an E at spoton.com. And while we're talking about housing availability and that, there is a way to get help for paying rent and utility bills. You can call the Mojave County Community Services Department. I'm not sure how much funding they have left to work with, though. A lot of people are experiencing rent increases right now.
Goodness.
And that's what these guys specialize in. 928-753-0723. The director is Mike Smith. He's been on the program a couple of times. Michael Smith. And if you need assistance in applying, you can call to schedule an appointment. That's in Kingman, Bullhead, and Lake Havasu City. Again, 928-753-0723. Let them know your situation. If you've had a rent increase or you're just having trouble paying your bills right now because of sporadic work or what have you due to the pandemic or whatever your circumstances, the county's there for you. So anyway, we're back on the show with the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker, Bobby and Julie Lewis in the house.
Woo-hoo.
I like that. Half of the Lewis team here. And then we have Chad Hansen from Mojave Mortgage on the phone because it's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
The original, right?
Yeah, the original. Yeah.
The original. Right. So, Chad, we kind of teased it before the break about interest rates and that, and a lot of people are nervous out there. I guess there was a recent Fed announcement. Kind of take us through that. What's going on in the mortgage industry?
What Fed announcement are you talking about?
Something Janet Yellen came out. Bobby knows all about this, I'm sure. They came out with something about interest rates and something inevitable about an increase. I don't know. Did you hear the same thing, Bobby?
Well, they keep talking that they're going to ease the monetary...
quantitative easing?
Yeah, quantitative easing.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I have the details. I'd be interested in see what Chad just has to say where we're at. as far as what it's looking like from his point of view.
Or where we're going.
Or where we're going,
yeah.
If you've got a crystal ball.
The Federal Reserve is actually meeting today for some sort of reason. But there is anticipation that the Federal Reserve is expected to take a very kind of start moving towards a rate hike. Now, what most folks may not know is that when they talk about rate hikes from the Fed, so basically the Feds are loaning money to the banks at a certain percentage rate. We call that prime. And they don't actually have as much of a effect on the long-term interest rates for mortgages. The mortgages are controlled by the mortgage-backed securities and the 10-year bond and what's happening in those markets. But it does have a trickle-down effect because it creates what I for lack of better term, it kind of creates what we call a panic effect. People go, oh, gosh, the Feds are hiking the interest rates, and that's going to have a long-term effect on or a short-term effect on mortgages, and that there is some validity to that statement. The interest rates, when they're raised by the Feds, the banks do kind of panic, and then they do what we call bake in those additions or those hits to pricing, and it does kind of mess with the mortgage-backed securities in different ways, so that we'll see rate increases on the long-term debt. Long-term debt, of course, being mortgages. So most people, when they borrow, we're doing 30-year transactions, so we consider that long-term debt. Now, my gut feeling is this, I don't have a crystal ball, if you will, but my gut is telling me that even though the Federal Reserve is talking about interest rate hikes, we're going into a extremely important election year, or volatile election year, if you will. And you know me, I don't get too political. I'm pretty sure most folks kind of know where I stand politically. But going into 2022, with the November election coming up, the midterms coming up, I don't think that the Feds are going to get too crazy, and I think that they're going to probably kind of curtail those interest rate hikes, because typically that's what they'll do in an election year. Now, that's not, once again, set in stone. My gut is telling me that the interest rates on long-term debt are going to remain somewhat stagnant through at least Q3 of 2022. So what does that mean? To kind of put it in real simple terms, right now we're still seeing historically low interest rates on mortgages. We're still seeing interest rates in the 3% range, for well-qualified borrowers that have the ability to, if they're purchasing, to put, a decent amount of money down. We're still seeing interest rates in that mark. Now, that's on the conventional side of financing. If we're looking at government type financing, which would be FHA or VA, we're still seeing interest rates in the mid twos. Now, the difference between the two is that the government insures those loans, so there's there's less risk, if you will. But historically speaking, we're still seeing interest rates, and we talk about this and laugh about it, but a year ago when interest rates kind of went up and I said, oh gosh, our interest rates are right at the 3% mark now and things are going to slow down. Bobby literally laughed in my face, and we all got a good laugh out of it, because historically those are great rates. We're still going to see those great rates. So, and I've said this many times before, most of the folks that come through the queue and they speak to one of our loan professionals at Mojave Mortgage, they're still coming in with interest rates in that 4% range, 4.25%. And a lot of them, a great deal of them, are coming from the national lenders, the big lenders. I'm talking about, the Wells Fargos and the B of A's, your brick and mortar on every corner bank. So we're still able to save folks a substantial amount of money on interest rates if we can lower them down into the 3% range. Not only that, as an independent mortgage broker, we have the ability to, work within markets that those big banks can't play in, because their overhead is intense. Their overhead, and I'm talking when you have brick and mortar on every corner, just imagine what the financials look like for those big banks. Well, that gets passed on to the consumer. Whereas an independent mortgage broker, we have the ability to stay very lean and very mean, and we operate in the real markets where consumers have the ability to save money on their interest rates. Not only that, we don't charge an exorbitant amount of fees to do the loans either. If you listen to the commercials that I have out, you know, one of Mojave Mortgage's taglines is, you know, tall on integrity, short on fees. We don't charge crazy fees to do these loans. In fact, we almost always don't have points or anything associated with the loans that we do because we have the ability to operate in the real market where the big banks kind of fabricate their markets and they have the ability to do that. We don't.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack there, Bobby.
There was quite a bit. Chad's got knowledge in there.
I guess if you boil the meat off the bone, what most folks want to hear is that interest rates are still great. Interest rates historically are better than we've seen, and I've been doing this almost a quarter of a century. I've been originating loans or in one facet or in one way or another for, you know, almost 25 years. And I remember when I started in the industry in the late 90s, you know, interest rates were still in double digits, if I remember correctly. It's been a while, but I think interest rates were somewhere close to that 9% mark, and then when interest rates hit 6%, the markets went crazy, and we had more business than we knew what to do with. We couldn't fund all the loans because we were so busy.
6% and they went nuts.
Oh, I can remember. I think our first condo we bought was about 7. I mean, it was
We did a first and a second.
Early on, but now we're worried about going to 3.5.
I bought a home right before 2000, and it was a farm home loan.
Yeah.
With the old Clinton administration program.
Yeah.
And it was around 10.
Oh, for sure.
But you could refinance a year later if you chose.
Yeah.
And then, you know, drop 2-3 points.
What are we at about ballpark 30-year fix today? Good credit, the whole thing.
I just ran a purchase for one of my loan officers. And by the way, you know, as I'd mentioned before on the phone, I'm becoming so busy that when you call through the phone queue, you may not get me. I'm at the very end of the queue because I have so many things that I need to do in order to kind of keep the ship afloat, if you will.
Right.
So you're either going to get Chris Swartz or you're going to get Tracy Patterson or you're going to get Jamie Blanchard or Amanda Castro, not in that particular order. And they're the ones, you know, they're the professionals that really are writing most of the loans now. And they kind of keep me out of the phone queue as much as possible because it just becomes so cumbersome for me. So anybody that calls in that wants to speak to me, please keep in mind that I'm inundated. They keep me chained to a desk and doing all the day-to-day operations stuff of the business. But I actually did price out a loan today. I was working on a purchase transaction, and very well qualified borrowers are buying a house, putting 20% down, and the interest rate was 3.096. And that's a fixed interest rate with no origination fee and no points. So we're right in that 3% mark. That's what we're seeing. If you put more money down, or say you're purchasing a home and you put 40% down, you're going to break that 3% mark. You're going to be down probably in the 2.99%. So right around 3% is what we're seeing. I know that's a long answer, but
we're seeing. It makes it historic.
So Chad, real quick before we go to condos to kind of finish out the hour, you had a new person coming on board. Is that all good to go now? You have more people to help process loans?
We do. Amanda Castro is our newest loan originator, and Amanda has a deep-seated history in the banking side. She worked for, it's now become PNC. It was just purchased. PNC, a local, smaller bank there in town.
Oh, right, right.
And she was in customer service there. So a lot of folks actually may know her. She's very well known in the community, and she's been a great addition to the Mojave Mortgage team as a loan originator. She had to pass her federal license, which she did, and very smart gal and very very on top of it. She's now live in the queue. I give them all nicknames, and I call her Amanda. Don't call me Fidel Castro. And I don't know if she's heard that yet, and I don't know if that's going to upset
well,
her. But
everybody else did.
Yeah, I mean, I get, you know, all of my our employees, you know, we're a family. We work together as, you know, a family unit, if you will. And I have nicknames for all of them, and they all laugh. But
so Julie's got something real quick.
Yes. So I hate to cut this short, but first, a big shout out to Sue Black, who we work with. She texted me and said, "Hey, lady, you have a good radio voice. If you give up real estate, it could be your new profession." So thank you, Sue Black. And I have to run. I'm already late for an appointment.
Okay.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
You
Happy
too.
Holidays. Whatever may apply.
Right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thanks, Julie.
To all of you in 2022.
There's a co-host gig in your future.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bobby's got some quick news
on. The biggest difference between Julie and the rest of us three is that she actually looks better in person than the rest of us.
I'm not sure if you heard that, but she's kind of laughing. So, Bobby, you got some quick news on condos.
I'll just give the quick overrun on condos. Condos, the sales, we were up like 38% over last year, number of sales, 266. But we were down in November. We went down to 14 from 24 the previous month. But the reason might be is right here. The median sales price in November for a condo in Lake Havasu City, $232,000. That's
Whoa.
A median. That's up 30% from November of last year. And even the average sales price is, if you just average them out, $217,000. So just a couple of years ago, we were selling condos for $80,000 and you know, different things. And now the median, $232,000.
So this is just from my personal knowledge.
Yeah.
When you're buying a condo, is that including the HOA fee if it's applicable?
No.
Or that's all separate?
Because you got to pay on top.
Woo.
I mean, this is where it's crazy in the affordability factor.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening for people.
Kind of pricing themselves out of the market.
Oh, my goodness. It's interesting, but it seems like everything's going up, not just real estate. But
it's
definitely booming with the condos.
And there's plenty of condos. In the market, I'm not sure what inventory is right now.
It's gone up a little, but I mean, historically, I mean, we're at 39 right now on the market. And you know, and they vary quite a bit. You could have one on the channel for a ton of money.
Sure.
Or you could have a small one somewhere that's a studio, but, there's 39 of them. And typically all through 20 before COVID, we were in the 60 range and
yeah.
So still almost half.
Still tight, like everything else.
Like everything
inventory
else.
Wise. So guys, great hour. Even with Chad on remote, he's on assignment, we call
on
it.
On assignment.
I like it. All right, Chad.
Merry Christmas, guys, and everybody out there.
Chad, thanks for being with us today. I know it was difficult, but we made it through.
Well, Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and Merry Christmas to you guys. And Bobby, and are you guys coming to the Realtor Social on the 18th?
I got to fit it, you know, I don't want to say it out loud. I got a birthday myself that day. So I have
your birthday.
Yeah, so we're going to try to, I have a couple of people that might make it in from the office. So I'm going to try to be there too for a little
bit. There you go. Chad, I got a special song for you.
All right.
Run Rudolph by Lemmy Kilmister, Dave Grohl, and Billy Gibbons.
Oh, awesome.
Is that insane? All right. Back with more in a moment. Thanks, guys. Another successful Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
All right, we'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy. Dave Grohl on drums. Can't get any better than that. Anyways, speak out. Tomorrow we've got Leo Biasucci, state representative, of course, on the show for an entire hour. You can call in, ask Leo your questions. Friday, Go Lake Havasu CEO Terrence Concannon, already confirmed, along with Mike Bonney, GDK CPA LLC. Then both shows, us and the one coming up next, Speak Out 2.0, will be on a two-week break after Friday. Our holiday break, we do it every year. All right, we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.